God bless you, and thank you for coming today to this wonderful opportunity. As you can see, I have the great honor and privilege of my brother in Christ, all the way from the Central Southeast Asia area, been a Christian since he was 17, Mr. Chor Lin Him, which many of you may know him from the Asiana line, from Global Missions Vision. You may know him from the conferences that he's been involved in throughout all of East Asia. You may have seen him in Thailand. You may have seen him in Malaysia or some other location, the Philippines. And the list goes on and on of all the places that this great man of God has been sharing the gospel and been wanting people to hear the power of Jesus Christ all throughout Southeast Asia. What an honor and a privilege to have you, Mr. Chor Lin Him, to be here today with us. It is a blessing to see the amount of years that you have served the Lord. It is an honor to share your message today. So without further ado, Mr. Chor Hin Lim, thank you for coming.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Jeremy. I'm so happy to be interviewed by you as far as from California. And first of all, I'd like to say thank you to our Lord Jesus Christ, who lended me the breath to live until now, even though passed through this COVID-19 pandemic. And it is almost until today, it's almost come to 30 months. So from this 30 months, I also learned a lot of things that I have seen a lot of things. And I would always say that I came to know the Lord in the year of 1971. And I praise the Lord that I was converted. And I was bring to awareness that there is God in heaven who create the heaven and the earth. And he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to redeem my sins. And I was struck by a layman preacher. There is a school headmaster during way back in 1971. He sing the song, "Oh, Sinner Man. Oh, sinner man, where are you going, run to?" And that song that struck my heart. And what is the meaning of sins? Sin is just to disobey the law of the government and the law of God. We disobey that we go against the law. And many people, many philosophers say, the law created or the law drawn up means to be break. That's why in this world, there are so many lawbreakers. And even the one who make the lawmaker, they themselves also break the law. Well, how this law, our spiritual law, come into being, that God bring down, table down the Ten Commandments. That is the Ten Law that God had dictated to Moses, given to Moses. And that law until today is still work in our life. And I praise God that that old sinner man, the song that old sinner man, I don't know how many of you know this, that is way back in 1971. And the teacher said, "Oh, sinner man, where will you run to on that day?" At that time, I would not understand what is the meaning of on that day. On that day, it means the day that we die, the day that God taken the breath from me and my body go to the ground, because it comes from the dust, the ground, and the spirit that God have given us. Because when a couple can give birth to a baby, that is just a lumps of flesh, that's all. It is God that blow, that breathe out the breath of life to the baby. That's why the baby is alive, and by starting crying to prove that the baby is alive. Just like the balloon, without air blowing, it's not be a balloon. So that way I understand. And that God is the one who gives us life. Our parent can give us a body, but the life was given by God. And how about the soul? That is slowly when we become Christian, then we'll know. When we do not know Christ, we do not know where after we die, where we go. But thanks be unto God that those who accepted Jesus Christ, who have said a sinner prayer, just like me, five decades ago that I say a sinner, I say that, Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner. I know that you died on the cross for my sin. Now, by faith, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. That is a simple prayer 5 decades ago that I come to know the Lord. Just because of that old cinnamon song, where were you going to run to on that day? That means we live certain period of time when we die. Where did our soul go? Our soul will go to heaven if we have Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ died on the cross, his blood shed away our sin, because we were given the opportunity when we were still alive. Even though today, you can see look left and right all around the world because of this pandemic. How many people have died without knowing Jesus? They realize that they work very hard. They earn a lot of money. They have a beautiful houses. They have a good wife. They have everything that on this material thing that in this world. But they regretted that they cannot take away with them. So today, I'm so thankful to God that I want to share with you that my experience of being a Christian, what that it means to be a Christian. I came from a Buddhist background family. I have many brothers and sisters. My brothers and sisters, they still do not believe in Christ. But one or two, they believe, but they've fallen away. But let the Lord live with them. Now, as our part, again, we share. Because there are so many parables in the Bible. Some fall on the rock. Some fall on the thorn and thistle. Some fall on the good ground and they bear many fruits. And today, I want to share with you all that my experience, the journey walked with in the journey of cross is almost 5 decades, almost 50 years. And I facing a lot of temptation, difficulty. I fall, I climb up, I fall again, and I climb up. So why there are so many things? Because life is a journey, it's a test. Life is a journey of tests. That's why Jesus said, we have to be endure. We have to be persevere. And we must also know the truth. And the truth will set us free. In this world, there are so many deceptions, so many lies that have the Satan, the evil forces, the demons, the things of the world, that have been drawn away. That is called the pleasure of the world, the pride of self. We have the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes. We see that is the soul part. So in Christianity, or another, when we come to know Jesus, the word of God, that is the Bible. And the Bible is mainly for who? The mainly for Christian or the believer, because it is the word of God, God Himself, that will teach us how to walk with God, how to walk in the Spirit of God. And how about the non-believer? The non-believer is through the Christian who have received the blessing. That's why the Bible say in Proverbs 11:30 say, those who win souls are wise. Those who win souls are wise. That's why, how come he didn't say, those who win the Spirit are wise? But he said, those who win souls are wise. So, soul is the emotional part. The sight, the see, we can hear, we can smell, we can taste, the emotional. That's why we need to save our soul. How to save the soul is to read the Word of God and to practice the Word of God. That is called how to save our soul or walk in the Spirit. When we walk in the Spirit, we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. How is the sin come to about? That many of us, some of them, they don't believe that they are coming. They say they come from monkey. The theory of Charles Darwin. I know that I'm not coming from the monkey. I was created. I was wonderfully created by God. That is in Psalm 139, that I was wonderfully made. Before the world began, God knows. Because the God that we serve right now, he is omnipresent, omniscient, omnipowerful. There is only one God. And God is a spirit. And God is love. In this world, we can settle dispute or conflict is by love. Not by war. Not by the power. The power is in the hands of God. Revenge is in the hands of God. Those days, we do not know God. We only trust our power, just like Samson. Samson, I think you have read about the story of Samson. Many heroes, many great men, powerful men, warriors, they do not know God. God never forced anybody to believe in him. God has given us a free choice. Just like in the book of Genesis, it tells clearly we are not come from monkey. God created heaven and earth, and God created man. That's where, if you know the doctor, if the medical doctor, you say that, is it God created? And some of them, they understand of the cell, of the DNA, of the gene, and all these things. And creation, there must be someone create the world. That need the wisdom of God, the knowledge and the understanding. I'm happy. I'm blessed because I know God. And I put the word of God into practice. I've been tested. I'm young and I'm also grown up and now I'm old. I'm blessed because I know the truth. The goodness of God teach me how to live, not to be greedy, but just to be contented. That's why, even though we work hard, that is the principle in Proverbs. We work hard, those people who work hard and work smart, they are wise, you see. But we must not be influenced by the greed. If any man is greedy, he will fall into the world deception, especially at this present moment. There are so many, many lies, cheating, scheme, scam, because they did not save their soul. They are led by the demonic forces, the evil heart, the lustful us, that they ignore God. They ignore God. They ignore God. They disobey God's command. That's why they appear with sorrow. If men without believing God, without faith to believe God, they will peer up with many, many sorrows. So I thank God. Way back, come into 1970, I came and I believe God. I believe in Jesus. And that is the beginning of my Christian life. I think when I become a Christian, I think that everything is beautiful. Everything is just like living in paradise. But actually, it's not. Being a Christian is to obey the word of God and put the word of God into practice. To be Christ-like. Christian means to be Christ-like. But many of us have failed. But when we fail, we know that we fail. We have to come back to Him to ask His forgiveness. And many people, they don't want because they are shameful. Why they are shameful? Shameful is not in the Bible. Actually, shameful is in our own self. Where Adam and Eve were called by God, Adam, Adam, where are you? They hide behind the tree in the forest, in the garden, because they were naked. Why they were naked? Because they disobeyed God. They disobeyed God by taking the fruits of the knowledge, good and knowledge of good and evil. And their eyes were opened. In other words, the glory of God disappeared. Or the glory of God go away, fallen away. That's why their life is flawless. They cannot see complete the image of God in them. When you do something wrong, when I do something wrong, I feel guilty. Because my inner heart was telling me. That's why when I read the Bible in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, say, our body is the temple of God. How can that be? Our temple, our heart, our body can be the temple of God. That sounds very foolish to me. That sounds very, cannot understand, cannot accept. But God say, if we don't spend time in the word of God, we do not know. God say in His word, in the Isaiah, my thought is higher than your thought. You see? My mind is not your mind. You see? Our mind, our natural mind definitely cannot be the mind of God. And God is a spirit. And God is love. So when we become a Christian, so we become God's light. Follow, we have to read the word of God. And why is that so important about the word of God? Why I say that? Because I come to understand if I don't read the word of God, I am redundant or I am become rusty. I was led away by the flesh, by my soul part. What I see, what I want, what I hear that is not an itchy ear. We want to hear something that will make us happy. We don't want to hear the heavenly thing. We want to hear the worldly thing. We want to speak that is. That's why when we speak, it's very important. Whatever we speak, one day it will be revealed to us because every one of us will have a record. Even though that book was written by Solomon, the wise man, the rich man in the Bible that God said, even today. So come back. How I walk the journey of this 5 decades as a Christian. I came to know the Lord in the early 70s. I was have the first love of Christ. I'm not fanatic. I'm not fanatic, but I feel peaceful. I feel happy. I feel glad to do the things that the church do. We can go to church to sing, to song, to pray. There's something that is new to me. You see, we can sing praises to God. Just like when we will achieve something, we like people to praise us. Same thing, God, we want to praise God. When we praise God, God's presence is in us. So God is a mighty. You see, God is a mighty. When we begin to enter to praise God, God's presence is with you and is with me. I practice that many times by now. Even a small thing. I say, Lord, when I was driving those days, I am doing tents making. I'm working, and I was in the city. I need a car parking, and it's difficult to get parking. We pray, Lord, provide me a parking. Suddenly, one round, two round, you get the parking. It's not by chance, you know, my dear friend. When they in the city, they are crowded with car. Today, the book of Daniel say in the last day, the travel to and fro, the travel is increased and knowledge is increased. I will tell you later. Those days when I was young, I was very close to my mom. You see, when I was beginning to grow up, I want to go to out of my village to go to the middle school. And I'm always homesick. Then in my mind, you see, when I say, if one day I could able to talk with my mom with the phone, you see, face to face. That was, I was about 20 years old, 21 or 20, we go to the middle high school. And we had come from the village. You see. And today, after 3-4 decades, we have handphone. Today we can talk to anybody, even though I want to talk to Pastor Jeremy, we can just dial the phone and we can say, hi, you can see. This is knowledge will increase. When you have the knowledge, you know how to create things, you have to make things. So this is what today is. Today we are living in the last day. I already jumped to my testimony. Today we are living in the last day. In my country, there's airlines here that every day, everybody can fly. That is about 12 to 15 years ago. Everybody can fly. And that air carrier makes huge profit, and he expand up to, even though we have about over 100 or maybe more than that aircraft, and he can fly everybody everywhere. And until the pandemic crippled, that every flying object, every airplane that is already polluted the air in the sky, and the God bring the aircraft down, grounded, and many airliners went bankrupt. You just see how God, how great is God. How great is God. Boast not thyself tomorrow. That is what in Proverbs say. Boast not thyself. There are many rich men. And this morning, I jump a little bit on my testimony. As the Spirit lead, I just say, I was heard that Amazon in USA, his profit was drawn off almost half. That was $861 billion. I don't know how much money is that. And last few years, he was considered one of the top 5 or top 10 richest men in the world. Including Bill Gates, including the Josh Soros, including the property tycoon, many, many. But I want to tell you, the blessing of God make one rich, he never add sorrow to it. That is in Proverbs 10:22. Yes. Blessing can be many things. Today I was blessed. Today why? I supposed to have celebrate my birthday. My son celebrate for me. He called the mom. We have a simple, happy lunch. And he give me a red blessing. I doesn't expect that the son give me a blessing. Thanks be unto God. You see, there are many things we don't understand. We never plan. And God knows. Just like Abraham, God is testing his heart. Now take up the Isaac to put the sacrifice. And God is testing Abraham. So do God is testing everybody. If you believe in God by faith, because God, you cannot see God, but you see the thing that created by God. To many people, if they are walk by flesh, they walk by flesh, they walk by flesh, they walk by soul. No. If I don't see, I don't believe. If I see, I believe. These are the people, the world people. And you just see that last 2 years, how many people were killed by this coronavirus virus? How many? I can see from the YouTube, I can see from the live telecast in China, people were fallen out on the street, people were fallen on their house, people were fallen in the restaurant, just like that. That is where the Bible says, I will send sword, famine, pestilence. These are the three words that always came into the Old Testament as we read. As man begin or nation begin to disobey God, to be rebellious, God will chastise. God is slow to anger. But everything, there is a time. Everything, there is a time. A time to sow, a time to reap, a time to build, a time to throw it down. A time to burn, a time to kill. That is correct. I can see this is the time that as a Christian. Because secret thing belong to God. I'm telling you, secret thing belong to God. But many people ask the thing I cannot answer. But the God give me a revelation. See, I say, how do you know that the yellow cow eat the green grass and produce white milk? You can prove it to me by scientific way, but I do not know. I am not a scientist. I just take it from the Lord, from the Creator. Because the Bible tells me in Revelation 4:11 say that, glory and worthy to God. Worthy is the Lord for his pleasure that we are created. And we as a human being created like God's image. And we have given the dominion, the power to control. That's why in this world, you ask me why there is a power of darkness. There is an evil, there is a wicked people, there is demonic, there is Satan, there is another part of the story. And this is existent. Because there is a, if you were a Bible school student, you read the first word, you read the first book of Genesis, in the beginning. There is no time frame when is just like 1, 2, 3, but there is no such thing as 1, 2, 3 in the beginning. The world is without form. And the Spirit of God is hovering on the water. And then if you have the Spirit of God, you might think that there must be something happening. The first word in the beginning. There could be a heavenly war. There could be an explosion. That's where the Genesis chapter 1 say about the creation of God. 1 day, 2 day, 3 day, 4 day, 5 day, 6 day. And on the 7 day, God rest. There is God, my dear friend. As the Spirit speak, I speak. As the Comforter, the Holy Spirit lead, I say. You see. So we are, we cannot live very long. We only, according to what the Bible says, 3, 4, numbering our days. Now we are asked to number our days as a Christian. As a Christian, God say, let your day be numbered. That's why when we know Christ, we have to walk with God. Because the Bible tells us, Enoch walked with God. There are so many prophets that God has been chastising them. And there are so many kings, there are good kings and evil kings. And they are high and low. There are people just like David is a shepherd boy. And they are also got King Hezekiah, King Joachim, King Abimelech, King Nebuchadnezzar, many they are good king, King Ahab. You see, everybody have to give account to God. So when the breath of God, when the life is still in you, when you are still alive, when you are still alive, give God the glory. Come to know God. Come to know the Creator. That's why in John 3, you think, for God so loved the world that he gave his begotten Son. It is so simple, but it's prophetic. It's so power in there that demonstrates how great is God is. If you have your son, would you able to sacrifice your son just for others' life? Just think about that. Just think about that. Man is selfish. Man is selfish, I'm telling you. Any races, because we are coming down from the descendant of Adam, man is selfish. When they pray, they always give me, give me, give me, give me. You never say give others. Mankind is always greed, sinful nature, because we have taken the knowledge of good and evil. We want number one. We want the best. We don't want to be the tail. But God bless us in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28. Say, when you trust me, when you surrender your life to me, when you be faithful to me, because in the news, there's a song saying, you are here. God is omnipresent. You are here in this place. Even though now I feel that when I'm talking to you, you are here in the midst of us. And you are the light to the darkness. You are the workers of miracle workers. You have a plan for us. We need God. We are not perfect. We can eat a good food. This is what I say. I can have a good food. But 8 hours when my body system in my stomach, after digestion, whatever thing that's come out is not good. That is God make man. Perfectly make man. That's why when we die, our spirit have to go back to the giver. Who is the giver? God, the creator, is the giver. And where your soul go? Your soul will go to hell if you don't have God. You don't have Jesus. The soul will be in a place because there will be a judgment day. Because these are all mystery, you know. Because the Bible tells me, there is heaven, there is hell. In Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 7 say, when we are old, one of these days, we will be appointed to die. In Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, then, once appointed to die, man. You see, we cannot live forever. But thanks be unto Jesus, he came to give life and life more abundantly. It sounds very foolish, but I never let go my hand unto Jesus after I tested the goodness of God. I walked through the valley of death. I fear no evil. Now, more reality and more reality when I know the truth. The truth is that when once died, now his spirit will go back to God and his soul will be saved. His soul will be judged. That's why that Jesus had conquered death because of the resurrection. If Jesus never resurrected, there is no Christianity. Jesus overcome the death by the testimony he lived. By his blood, we overcome. We overcome because God has given us the power. What kind of power God gave? The Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is wonderful. That's why when you see, I don't blame you for those who doesn't know Jesus. He that kind of Christian, he is a Christian since child days. Child day, he smoke, he drink, he womanizing, he gambling, he got all kind of bad testimony. Do that is a Christian? That is not born again Christian. That is the Christian that doesn't read the word of God. That is a Christian who not love the Lord with all his heart, with all his soul, with all his mind. If you're really a born again Christian, he know what he's talking about. He know how to pray for people. He know how to lead people to Christ. He know how to say a prayer, a sincere prayer. He able to preach or share the gospel. It is the power of God. It's a gift of God that given to each and every one of the believers. Because the New Testament, the word of God say, heaven and earth shall pass away. You can find it in Matthew 24:35. You can find in Mark chapter 13, verse 31. You can find in Luke, chapter 21:20. And also you can find in John also. John chapter, I have forgotten, but you can find out for you. God's word is alive and powerful. I love them. And I love when I pray in spirit. I know that because I have the experience of the baptism of the spirit. And the book say, and the book say in Corinthians, Paul say, those who speak in tongues, they speak to God. That is the proof, that is the evidence of baptizing the Spirit of God. God give everybody the same spirit, a measure of faith, because we are children, we are brothers and sisters. How can we say that, and how can are we practicing that? Yes, God has given us the wisdom. If we lack of wisdom, we just ask God to give us wisdom. Today I was interviewed. I do not know what to say and what to share. As the Spirit lives, I tell the Lord, I pray. I pray, Lord, what I'm going to share. And our pastor say that, as you can share your testimony, I will share. But my testimony is long. So I say how I come from the family. It's a Buddhist background. In the early days, at 17, I came to know the Lord. And I've been fallen away many times. I also love the world. I love the big car, big Mercedes car, big company. I want to go to Bible school to be trained in those days. But you see, in the church, there's a building. No, church is a building. But actually, church is a believer. And a believer born out to be a church where people become a congregation, come to the building to worship God. And there is a lot of teaching in the Bible. We should rest day, a Sabbath day to be rest and come to church to worship God, to spend time with God, because it's called a rest day. Today, there is no a lot of people because of money. They want power and money. They want power and glory. Glory of this earth. What is the glory that they have? Big car, big bungalow, big diamond, all kind of things that they can see to attract the attentions of people of the world. That is kind of glory that they are seeking. They don't seek the God's glory. God's glory, when you are in the spirit, you will see the power and the glory of God. When you speak in power. The Bible says when you speak, you pray for people. When you pray, it's just the word of God. The word of God been anointed. The word of God been sanctified. And the word of God is alive and powerful, sharper than two-edged sword. And it piercing into the heart, separate the flesh, separate the heart, the heart, the flesh and the spirit, the bone and the marrow. And the word of God discern the thought of our mind and the intents of our heart. One I speak, you know, because this is the word of God. The word of God is a spirit. It's a living force. In the living force inside you. Because you and me have the spirit of God. The only thing that is different is that I accept God's blood, the sacrifice of Jesus, have cleansed me from all wrong. You can see all the worldly, demonic, satanic or witchcraft practice is all using blood, blood, blood. Even though they can cut their cheek, they can't cut the chicken's blood. The blood of the cow, the blood of the bull. But thanks be unto God. You know, in Leviticus, in chapter 17, verse 11, say that the life is in the blood of the life of any animal is in the blood. That's why we have so many types of blood. Some people have O, A, B. I do not know. The only medical science say that. I know I have O type of blood. And that O type of blood, that O can help many people. Those who have A, the short of blood of A type, my O can give. And my O can give to A. My O can get to A, B also. But yeah, there are certain strange kind of blood that I also don't know because I never go deep into study of human logic. Thanks be unto God. Thanks be unto God. My dear friend, today, 2022, 12 June, we are living in the last day. The eminence, the event, or what is coming after 2022, 2023, 2023, what is coming is called the Day of Tribulation. The world is in chaos right now. And the prophecy in Matthew 24 and also some of the minor prophets. As a believer, we are know that the coming event, rapture, there is no such thing as rapture. The word that we cannot find in the Bible. But we can find, we will be taken up. That is the word. We will be taken up. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 16 to 17. That say that. When the coming of Jesus Christ, the last trumpet sound, the grave will be opened. The dead shall rise. The dead shall rise. Those who believe in Jesus, the dead shall rise. They'll meet Jesus on the air. And those who are still alive also will be in the twinkling of an eye. They will be caught up in heaven together. And what are the things going to happen is clearly, you see, it's clearly. So that is called rapture. They use the word rapture. We'll be caught together. And there, why Jesus must come? Why? Because we believe in him. In the book of John, he say, I will go into heaven. In John 14, say, I go to the heaven to prepare a place for you. And I will come back to take you. Where I am, you will be. There is a promise of Jesus. And he said that, if I go, I will send the Holy Spirit. There is the comforter. And it has been fulfilled in Acts chapter 8. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. In verse 13, he said that he said, when the Holy Spirit come upon you, you shall receive power. So many Christians, they doesn't know that they have power. He said in Mark chapter 16 to 18, he said, all power in heaven and on earth was given unto me. and greater things shall you do. You know, when when there is a pandemic, when I see the pandemic, coronavirus 19, and in 1 or 2, what it just couple less than 1 year, the vaccine come out. To me, I don't believe that. I tell you right now, because when I was in the school days, when the teacher told me a vaccine will come out, you have to spend a years or 2 years, many years, YEAR, years of research and testing, then they can tell that this is a true vaccine. You see, the vaccine is to overcome, to kill the virus that will make you completely heal. But this vaccine, it doesn't do it do more harm. This is, I can see that this 30 months, the virus doesn't kill much people because it's just a high temperature, coughing, flu, and some other symptom is normal. But the most severe one is the vaccine that inject and people die so many. Millions and millions and millions and millions. And when the coronavirus already coming, become a pandemic, the whole world, because it's shaken up the whole world. The Old Testament Bible, those rebellious against God, God say, what did they say in 2 Chronicles 7 and 13? Say, if I shut up the heaven, there's no rain. If I send there's sword, those days sword refer to war, famine, lack of food, famine, starvation, and plague, and pestilence. These are the three things God will use. You see in the book of Exodus, terrible, where this is what God is teaching us. King Pharaoh hardened his heart. He doesn't want God's chosen people, Israelite, to go. And Moses is the leader. God called him. And Moses also reluctant, said that he's not eloquent. But God want him to do. He had to accept. When God say, obey, trust and obey, there is no other way. So today, the vaccine, we found out that many, many those rich men who support, who pump in money to do the research, they make it. I don't want to take, but I consider I am in the trial run. We have to be persevered. But on the New Testament, we have to obey the government. That government using the force to force the citizen. Even though the word is not mandatory, but you don't have the injection, you cannot go to mall to buy food. That is already killing you because many shop, many mall, you don't scan the code, all these things, and that give alarms of the mark of the beast today we are the people were talking about. Wow, those who are living in the spirit, they know what is coming. I may not able to know a lot of things, but at least God has shown me and confirmed certain things, which is true. I have not seen, ear at or not heard what God has restored, because I do not, that's just how I say, we cannot boast about tomorrow. I got a relative, he came and visited me 1 week. After 1 week, he passed away. Either because of the third injection or other causes, I may not know. God knows. Because he went to his family doctor and the family doctor said he stayed there and give a jab. Morning, okay. Nighttime, bye-bye. I don't know about tomorrow. I just leave one day by one day. God is watching us. It sounds foolish. I cannot see God. I cannot see God. But I still trust God. I'd rather to be a foolish to God, rather to man. Man is in their heart, is full of wickedness. I didn't say that this offended you, but it is in the word of God in Genesis chapter 6, verse 6 or 5, 6, that God see the wickedness of man's heart, that their imagination is full of evil, and God repented that he made mankind. Today, I'm speaking to you as a human being, speak to a human being, whether you are believer or not believer. You found out yourself. You just stand up and you have a quiet time and you think about it, whether I'm telling you the truth or a lie. I'm not talking about deception. I am just a simple man. I trust the Lord. I trust God. And I experienced many, many miracles in my life. A miracle that I can say is that the problem that I cannot solve, the problem that I cannot solve, sometimes the friend of mine or relative of mine also cannot solve. Only God can solve. So I encourage you, my dear friend, I may not be speaking every day to you, but by this time that our friends from California, my friends from California, Pastor Jeremy, he give me this time, he say, hey man, God, I want to interview you. Oh, Brother Lim, Cho Han Lim. I say, welcome. Well, I'm still alive. Whatever I can say for the glory of God, I wanted to do that. I want to be in the part of the program of God. You see, the Bible says it is better to spend one day in the house of the Lord better than 1,000 years outside the church or outside the world. It's very, very reality. That is in Indonesia. No, there's a song say that it's good to spend in the presence of God for 1 hour rather than 1,000 years. I think that song. Wow. Because one day in the book of Peter say, one day it could be 1,000 years or 1,000 years different to one day. Peter. The Lord is gracious. I praise and thank God that I can have this opportunity to talk to you. And I'm going to pray for you. I want to pray for you. And I believe when I this prayer, I believe it's the anointing of God that I'll speak the flames of fire. In the book of Hebrew, chapter 1, verse 9, or verse 1, I forgot it. Maybe I can read it out in Psalm 107 or so, 104 verse 4. God make angel the spirit, but he make his servant, when he speak, he speak a flame of fire. That's why the angel want to be soul, the angels want to be a soul, to win soul, but he cannot do because he has no body. You see, but we have the body. We are the temple of God in 1-2 Corinthians 5-7. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. And in 6:19 said, do you know that? And your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. God is holy. God is holy. So I'm going to pray. Hallelujah. Father God, I pray in Jesus' name, your Holy Son who came down 2,000 years ago to die on the cross. And I pray right now, the Holy Spirit in the book of Joel, that in the last day that you pour out your spirit among all flesh. Yes, Lord, I believe. This day, the animal, the dog also very intelligent. And the animal also know the sense of the time and the season. And the people, especially this day, O Lord, the wicked one become more wicked. The holy one become more holy. The just one be more just. The wicked one be more wicked. Because as you see from heaven, you are telling us today. Because you review it in the book of Revelation, what is coming, O Lord. I give you praise. I give you thanks. Now, I proclaim your salvation through Jesus Christ, that whoever hear this testimony, Lord, that they will bow down before you and they will admit that they are the sinner. Please, Jesus, come into their life and they call upon your name and they shall be saved according to your word in the book of Romans. In the last day, if they will call upon you, there's no people to preach upon them. Then they can see the sign, the incident, the thing that's happening around them. They call upon, oh, Jesus, save. Lord, you save them according to your word. And your word is yes and amen, oh God. I thank you for hearing this prayer, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you. May the face of Christ shine upon you and give you peace and give you hope. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So this transitional season that we're in, I believe that this next step that we're going to, whatever that may be, wherever we are, you know, it's going to be challenging times for the rest of this year, we're aware. But I believe that through the power of Jesus Christ, we'll be able to be strengthened through these days. Thank you so very much. It is an honor and a privilege to share your message today. And the prayer that you gave, may the people of Christ be honored and blessed. May people that have never heard Jesus hear this message, and may God touch their lives. Thank you so very much, Mr. Chor, in them. Thank you.